Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This piece originally aired 6 years ago. I still like it, and I hope you do too. It came at 8:52 that evening. The moon was full and orange and hanging in the trees on the horizon. The hour-long lead-up to this moment, as the light was lowering and all the families were called into the hickories and popples and hollowed-out oaks. The clatter and chatter of birds on this land, their last mating songs of the day. The calls to home, the petty squabbles over this branch or that, it all came to a complete stop. Avian silence. It's time to roost. The light of an early summer roosting hour is liquid. The last orange hues have faded from the sky, and all the colors of the summer palette have begun to wash away. There is a lavender gray that wraps everything now. Shadows deepen, and the distinctions from one tree to the next are blurred. I know the close-by woods are teeming and packed with birds, the jays and the sparrows and the catbirds and the crows, but I can't see a single one of them. It's magic, really, that the masses, which are so visible through a day, are simply gone in a minute. The roost is universal. Birds in every corner of the planet follow the liturgy. It happens here on Rainbow Ridge, just as it happens in a zoo in Brussels and on the veldt in Africa. Order is followed, a true pecking order. That's the rule. The younger and the careless are scolded for grabbing a branch that is not theirs. Some of them rush for the higher roosts, only to be chased by elders who are much more deliberate and therefore slower in reaching the spot. Others simply haven't learned their place and are likewise unceremoniously toppled. The chastened bird descends, sometimes even to the ground, to begin again. In very short order, it's all done. In those minutes between dusk and dark, the entire planet of birds has settled in. When you go to bed in your home, how does that play out? Do you have children? Do you live with a parent or an old-timer? Do you care for someone who needs you, old or young, especially at bedtime? Is your partner on the same sleep time schedule as you? We humans are so complicated. We work hard, even for the simplest things. I used to watch the lights go out one by one in towering apartment buildings where I grew up. Huge gray towers covered in orange rectangles, the orange rectangles going dark as the tenants turned in for the night. I think it would be marvelous if those lights went out according to a pecking order. What if the residents' order of going to bed and where they turned in went according to seniority and tribal status? What if old Mr. and Mrs. Zigowitz, in the building longer than any of the others, took the elevator to the penthouse first? First, every night. And what if they were followed up the tower by the O'Malleys and the Rizzos and the Patels? Each to their own roost according to the timeless rules. And once everyone is in place, all the way down to the newlyweds in the garden apartments, the lights would click off in rapid succession until 10,000 windows went dark within 5 minutes. Wouldn't it be something if humans roosted, like the birds? Couldn't happen, could it? We've evolved to a state where there is essentially no difference between night and day, where the places we bed down are limited only by the money we have, in a world where we do what we want, when we want. Couldn't happen. Couldn't roost like the birds. But it's fun to think about it. When Mary and I sit on the deck or on the prairie during the roost, we change too, and it's lovely. Conversation dwindles to a minimum. Words are replaced by gestures. A look over one's shoulder or pointing in the direction of that flight of finches where words used to be. The field glasses are less important and our hearing is all the more so. All the birds are essentially gray shapes, so identifying them is an auditory pursuit. Who just landed in the white cedar? Who's across the prairie in the oaks? The only way to tell is to listen to their calls, to the rest of their clan, the call home, the call to sleep. It's roosting time.